Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Scene Mom says hello and welcome to episode 11. Tucson, Arizona band Chateau Chateau opening things up for us this week with Brandy for Breakfast. I hope all of you have had a wonderful week. It is actually starting to feel a little like spring here. At least the last week was. Spring showers, slightly warmer temps, not needing my wool socks. It's been just lovely. That being said, I don't think winter is entirely ready to give us spring yet because there is a little bit of snow forecasted this weekend. So happy spring in New England, I guess. Have to give a big thanks to those who have bought some Scene Mom Says merch. I hope you enjoy your items. Take a picture, post it on social media, and tag me in it. Scene Mom Says is on Facebook, and D Cutler AZ is Instagram. I would love to see you showing off your Scene Mom Says merch. I haven't had a chance to add to the items just yet, but I have a very long list of music quotes and short meme-ish statements to put on that merch. So keep your eyes open and give me a follow over on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a thing. I do not have an interview this episode. It has been so nice, though, talking to bands and getting to know them, especially my first New England band, and I hope there will be more in the future. But we're just doing a, quote, regular episode this week, so I'll be giving you a little more music, music news, music history, and my music promo tips as well during the show. So let's get back to that music with Boston band Mad Cherry. This is called Contemplation.
Say when you came your own way.
That was Boston Phoenix hybrid band Canyons and Locusts and their song Donna Summer, another single off their new EP, The Red Angel, which is now released to the wild, and you can find it over on Bandcamp. As always, I will have links to all of the bands in the show notes. C-Mom says, now it is time for some music news. Back in February, two men defrauded more than $1 million from a concert promoter by impersonating Justin Bieber and Post Malone on performance contracts, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Terrence Morris and Blake Kelly pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in the scheme, according to federal officials. They faked contracts with bogus signatures from Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish, and Post Malone, claiming to have secured their performances for a music festival. The pair also organized a video call between the promoter and an accomplice posing as Justin Bieber to further trick the victim into believing their scheme. Morris and Kelly convinced a concert promoter to send them $1.35 million for the purported production cost. The men allegedly used the money to finance a lavish lifestyle of travel, luxury goods, and fine dining. Oh my God. Both men face up to 20 years in prison. Kelly is scheduled to be sentenced on March 28th and Morris on May 2nd in Florida. I can't believe that. That is just crazy that they got that far into it. YouTube music contractors who unionized were laid off while they were speaking to the Austin City Council after the contract between Cognigent and Google expired. The YouTube music workers organized under the Alphabet Workers Union, which represents workers at Google's parent company, they laid off the entire YouTube music team. The layoffs became public knowledge as they were speaking at an Austin City Council meeting in Texas, where the City Council was set to vote on a resolution asking the company to negotiate with the union. The union told the City Council, even as workers contribute to the success of the billion-dollar platform, they are paid as little as $10 an hour and receive minimal benefits. After the Alphabet Workers Union was created in April of 2023, Google staunchly refused to recognize or bargain with the union. Cognizant told KXAN in Austin that the workers were let go after their contract ended on its intended date. convenient. That's your music news this week. I'll have links to both of these articles in the show notes. And if you have any feedback or other thoughts or any news you want to share, you can always shoot me an email, scenemomsays@gmail.com. All right, it is time to get back to the music.
What would you say at the end of the world? Come on, come on, come on.
Hey guys, it's Jordan from Jane in the Jungle, and you're listening to What Scene Mom Says.
Triple play from some of my favorite Phoenix bands. You just heard The Eyrie featuring another great artist and person from Phoenix, Mouse Powell, that was called City Nights. The Eyrie just released a full-length album, and you should definitely go check it out. Before that, we had Vinyl Station and End of the World, and we had new music from Jenna's Arrival and The Real Thing. Of course, I will have links to all of the music in the show notes. See, Mom says it is now time for some moments in music history this week. On March 18th of 1934, American singer Charlie Pride was born. He had 39 number one hits on the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts. His greatest success came in the 1970s when he became the best-selling performer for RCA Records since Elvis Presley. Pride became the first black country musician to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. He died in 2020 on December 12th at age 86. On March 19th of 2009, 80s pop fan Justine Thompson was ordered to pay more than £1,000, this is from Britain, for repeatedly playing The Cure's Boys Don't Cry at full blast. Thompson was 31 at the time and had also belted out Gino by Dexy's Midnight Runners and The Smiths' This Charming Man so loudly it shook all the homes around her in Brighton. A court heard. City magistrates found her guilty of ignoring a noise abatement notice. Well, I'm glad they haven't been by my house. On March the 20th of 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. They spent their honeymoon in Amsterdam campaigning for an international bed-in for peace. They planned another bed-in in the United States, but were denied entry into the country. The couple then went to Montreal and, during a bed-in at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel, recorded Give Peace a Chance. Lennon also detailed this period in the Beatles' The Ballad of John and Yoko, recorded by Lennon and McCartney on April 14th of 1969. And I always love talking about John and Yoko's wedding anniversary because, on a side note, on this day in 1993, my husband and I were married. On the 23rd of March in 1977, Elvis Presley appeared at the Arizona State University in Tempe. This was the first date of a 49-date U.S. tour over 3 months. It was also Presley's last ever tour. His last ever show was on June 26th of 1977 at the Indianapolis, Indiana Market Square Arena. And that is some music history for you for the week of March 18th through 24th.
Store at the cutout.
was Boston band The Shanghai Lows and their new single Op Operator. Before that, out of Chicago, the artist formerly known as Vince Band with Magazine Pages. To the artists listening, if you have music you would like to submit to be featured on a future episode, you can head over to DannyCutler.com, find the podcast tab, and find more info on how you can do so. Okay, C-Mom says it is now time for your marketing tip of the week. Last week, I posted a video about using podcasts as a promo or marketing option. With the impending ban on TikTok, which might actually become a reality this time, artists need to be thinking a little more outside the social media box on promotion. So how do you do this if you're an artist or a musician? Well, there are several ways. You can offer your music to a podcast host as intro or outro music. That's what I did with the song that you hear in mine. If you have instrumental versions of your music, or even if you don't, it could make excellent background music for their segments on their shows. A segment break in their show could be a song, and why shouldn't it be one of yours? Interviews are also a great way to promote, just like radio. You can also just outright pay for a spot on their podcast as well. Do your research, however. Make sure it's a podcast where you think promoting your music would actually fit. Since podcasts are not as localized as radio, you should be very intentional on where you think promoting your music would fit best. That's your promo tip this week. And if you want to chat more about promoting your music, you can schedule a consultation with me at DannyCutler.com.
Let's go!
Smitty and the Fedstones with The Growler, which is a Rock Garden Records release. Rock Garden Records here in Boston. Haven't met them in person yet, but it's going to happen soon with the spring coming. And well, spring is here actually by the time you're listening to this, but with warmer weather and being able to see where I'm driving because there's more light, bound to run into them very soon this spring. All right. C-Mom says it is now time for a little good news. We are continuing the music theme this week. Through a charity supported by his father, Wolfgang Van Halen has donated $100,000 to launch a special program to support public schools to acquire instruments for their music programs. Working with the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, the MHOF, Van Halen has launched the Adopt a School campaign, which connects qualifying schools across the nation in need of musical instruments with donors interested in supporting music education within a community of their choice. Some studies have shown that music classes promote academic excellence and other positive outcomes in school, like one in Finland that found increased quality of life scores for students in ways that other non-academic classes like sports and visual arts did not replicate. Despite this, music is famously the first program to get crushed under the weight of the school district budgetary constraints. According to Guitar World, the project was developed on the back of a national survey that found 68% of educators had experienced at least one instance of turning an interested student away from music education because of a lack of resources like instruments. Also in the survey, which included 225 schools, students were found to struggle in class from using instruments that were in need of repairs, but which the school had no money to pay for. It is truly amazing that music is always the first thing to go in educational cuts, and it's the one thing that has the most beneficial effects on students. That is some good news for you, and I'll have a link to this in the show notes.
Self-destruct, it's in my blood. Say my name, a number to them. How do you lie through broken smiles? How do you say these things?
was Phoenix Band Paper Foxes with Power Out. And that is it for episode 11. If you like what you hear, heck, even if you don't, share the love with friends. You can send any feedback, suggestions, or music to scenemomsays@gmail.com. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at dannycutler.com.